Today, August 20th, is the feast day of the great Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. If Time magazine was around in the 13th century, he certainly would be considered really the greatest saint, of the man of the century. He was born in the year 1090 in the Burgundy region of France into a wealthy, noble family. He was born in a castle in Dijon, one of seven children. It's been called the family of saints. Among the seven children, four are now beatified in the Catholic Church and one is canonized. He was well educated as a young man. At the age of 22, he felt called to the monastic life, to enter one of the monasteries. He could have entered Cluny, which was doing very well, had lots of vocations, lots of young men studying in Cluny. But instead, he entered a poor, crumbling monastery called Citeaux, which was the most strict of the monasteries of his day. And before he entered, he had such a wonderful personality and spirit and an ability to inspire others that when he entered, he took 30 other young men with him, including four of his brothers, a cousin, an uncle, and so many friends. So he's really a patron saint of vocation directors because of his sanguine personality, so outgoing and so enthusiastic. He was able to inspire all these men to follow Christ. There's a saying that goes back to the 13th century. Mothers hid their sons and wives hid their husbands when Bernard came to town, because that's how that he would inspire so many to become brothers and monks and priests. So, of course, imagine this influx into the monastery of 30 additional men. Within 3 years, the monastery was flourishing and pretty soon became one of the most important monasteries in all of Europe. And then a few years later, at the age of 25, he was chosen to be the abbot of another monastery, Clairvaux, which means the Valley of Light. And there, he led this monastery to growth in holiness and wisdom and knowledge. He became well known throughout all of Europe to be an outstanding preacher, a healer of schisms, to bring about unity within the church, a great light in this century, being able to be an advisor to kings and princes and cardinals. He did a great deal of writing as well during this time. And so for 40 years, until his death at the age of 63, he was really the light of the Catholic Church in this century, known as the reformer of monasteries, the founders of many monasteries and congregations. Of course, also known for his great devotion to our Blessed Mother. And he's the one who wrote the Memorare, a prayer never found to fail. Mother Teresa said, if you ever need something desperately, make a mini novena, say 9 memorares. And it's the prayer called Never Been Found to Fail. During his life also, he, as an advisor to the Pope asked him to preach the Second Crusade against the Turks. So Bernard was the one who preached the crusade. Unfortunately, this crusade failed, and Bernard was unjustly blamed for that. But during his life, of course, through his writings and through his leadership, by his death, there were 300 Cistercian monasteries throughout Europe. And these were the monks that were copying sacred scripture, passing on the writings of the early church fathers. The monasteries were what saved Europe in those days, to save Christian Europe. He died on August 20th in the year 1153, and he's enshrined in Dante's Comedy as one of the great saints in heaven. He was canonized 20 years after his death in the year 1174 and declared a doctor of the church in the year 1830. And there's only, you know, a few dozen doctors of the church. These are men and women with eminent learning that have expounded upon the faith and have lived saintly lives. So he's called the founder of the Cistercian order, the greatest saint of that 12th century, and the great devotee of our Blessed Mother. So it would be appropriate now to pray our memorare for all the spiritual and material needs of our parish and of our families and for all of our special intentions. Remember, most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, forsought thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee we come, before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise in our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer them. St. Bernard of Clairvaux, pray for us.